Hey guys, and welcome back to the Afrocentrist podcast. My name is Adrian Osakede, and I'm delighted to have you here today. How are you doing and how has your week been? I hope that you've had a great one. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about monetizing your knowledge. Like, I think you should know that we are in the knowledge era right now. So all the knowledge that you've been amassing all these years, how can you transform that into value and then exchange that value for money? So how can you begin to teach, or how can you begin to, you know, exchange your knowledge for value in monetary terms, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And to, you know, have that is, I'm going to be talking to Grace Kalu, and she's going to be having this conversation about monetizing your knowledge, okay? So don't go away. Grab a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and then sit back, relax, and let's dive into this together. I'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. Yes, yes, yes. My guest is here. Grace Kalu is here. How are you doing, Grace?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Awesome. So good to have you here. Thank you for availing yourself to be here today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so let's just dive into it. But before we do that, let us get to meet you, Grace. Who is Grace Kalu?
Oh, Grace Kalu is a software engineer first, and then she's a knowledge monetization coach as well. So I got into knowledge monetizing when I realized that I had skill, and many people in my industry are looking for work with startups, whereas we have knowledge that is really high income. And many people don't understand software engineering. They just think it's hard and all of that. So I dived into teaching people how to code online. I later realized that I didn't want to teach people how to code, but by then I had already gone into monetizing knowledge. So I could now teach people how to monetize their own knowledge, and that's how I got it.
Good. So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been teaching people how to monetize their knowledge?
Over a year. Yes.
How has that been for you?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing. It's like blood money. Because you just realize that you're making impact, you're making income, you're building influence at the same time. So many people know me, love me, and at the same time, I'm making my money. And I'm getting people to do things that they didn't realize, making impact in their life as well. So that's why I use the analogy blood money, because it's really amazing what you can do with your knowledge. You get to help people and still be okay. Do you understand?
And then you help them also understand how they can then monetize their own knowledge. And so you are making money, they are making money, and everybody's happy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. So before we even go into, okay, how to monetize, let me just ask some questions around that. Looking at the fact that you've been helping a couple of people, what have you noticed are some of the biggest challenge that stop people from monetizing their knowledge?
Many don't believe that they should charge a fee for helping people. That's the greatest problem people have. So they want to do it for free. So I know how to do this thing and I want to help you, so I just give you free. I had that problem as well, wanting to teach everybody everything I know for free. But I realized that, and this is what I've made everybody who has gone through me realize, people pay attention when they pay. So when I put a price on my knowledge, it's not for me, it's for you. Because that amount you're paying me is not really what's feeding me, because I already have this knowledge, but I'm doing it for you so that you can pay attention to these principles and actually implement them. So this is in fact, I think the greatest challenge of everybody who has knowledge. You want to do it free. You don't think people should pay you. After all, it came to me free, so it's easy, right? And that's the greatest problem I have noticed.
So what exactly happened for you to be able to switch from that, you know, what I call it limiting mindset, to say, I got this freely, why should I charge for it? What happened to you that you were able to say, no, this is my knowledge, you know, and if I want to share to ensure that the people who I'm teaching are implementing what I'm teaching, they have to pay for it. What changed for you that switched your mindset?
Well, for me, actually, it was the fact that I had given so much out for free and it was being despised. So knowledge I could charge you in thousands of dollars for, I gathered you together and I taught you for free. And then you treat it as if I was just giving you peanuts. Whereas people have paid me thousands and hundreds of money of Naira for this same thing. So for me, that was the switching factor for me. But I've noticed that for other people, it's the fact that they get a coach like me telling them that you need to monetize this thing for people to get serious. You don't need to have to go through the pain that I went through to realize. But for me, it was that point. I taught you this thing. You want to pay someone else to learn the same thing I taught you because you just don't think it's relevant because I gave it to you for free. So that was my changing point, my switching point.
Awesome, awesome. So building on that, right, what are those factors? I mean, outside of, you know, people just feeling, okay, it came free to me, so why should I, you know, sell it? So something like that. What are some of the factors that somebody can, you know, begin to consider to be in that position to be able to monetize their knowledge? Because I don't believe that all knowledge is monetizable, right? So, but when do you realize or when are you sure that, okay, this knowledge that I have is building impact, how can I monetize it? At what point do you begin to think about monetizing your knowledge?
I believe, first of all, you have to deal with the mindset that, okay, so this thing, it's my knowledge, it's my skill. And though it came to me freely, though it came to me easily, because some people, it's not like it was free, it's just that it was easy for you to pick it up. Though it's easy for me, I can't actually still teach people how to do this and all. But then again, you have to know your capacity. You cannot, you won't be able to put a price on yourself if you do not know what you are worth, first of all. So you need to know what you are worth to be able to price yourself right and even price yourself at all. So that's where you know your competence. So capacity, competence as well. So you know that I'm an expert at this. I know how to do it. So I can give people out the knowledge at a price. So you know that you're worth it, first of all. And really, it's a mindset. It's more a mindset than it is actually a doing or an action. Because your mind is not fighting you. I know this thing. Every other person should know it too. That it comes, that you know it doesn't mean other people know it. So you need to realize, first of all, that people don't all know what you know. And your experiences, because this is now me going into types of knowledge you can monetize, your experiences, your expertise, your skill, though you have them, not everybody can do it. It's very easy for me to, it was very easy for me to learn how to code. First of all, I read computer science, and then I went to a school, and in 6 months, I was a senior engineer. And just like that, because it was easy for me, does not mean people have it that easy. So we just need to have it. I think the first thing you do is to deal with the mindset blocks. Yes, people can pay you and pay you well for what you know. Yes, you are an expert, and even though you're not an expert in any subject matter, you're an expert in the subject matter of you. So you know your story, you know your experiences, you know what you've been through, your no brain, you know you're that expert. So even though some people say, I don't have any skills to monetize. So, but you gone through hell and you were victorious. So that is knowledge. Somebody's also down there wanting to come up and they want to know how to do it fast. So this is that the kind of knowledge, you know that I can do this thing, so I can help someone else do it. So it's just like knowing that you can help another person be better. I think that's it. It's about the other person, not really about you.
Yeah. So I like what I'm hearing I want to point out something that I just heard you say, because at first it was sounding to me like you need to be an expert at something first, right? Which is good, which is a plus, because you actually have to know what you're doing or what you're talking about before you can share with other people. But something that also jumped at me right now as you were speaking is the fact that even sharing your story is also knowledge. Because if you have gone through a particular maybe kind of lifestyle or challenges in life, and you're able to scale through to come to the other side, that is something that you've done successfully, right? And then you can teach how you went through that and how you overcame to other people. And that's also a knowledge that you can monetize. I love that, right?
Yeah.
So, but talking about that, for example, because I feel like a lot of people actually just can't see what value that they want to sell. Like, I don't know anything. There's nothing like, I'm not an expert at anything, but like you said, even your story could be your own expertise. Like, how do those people in that area say, oh, I don't teach coding. I don't teach how to publish, but I have a story. Like, I've overcome cancer, for example. How do they begin to think to turn that into knowledge that is monetizable?
Okay, so every story has 5 points. I first learned this from Edwin Adewo. Every story has 5 points, right? The beginning point of the story. So at the beginning, this is where you started from. So I have a story I usually use very much. It was a story of me almost committing suicide, because at a point I was working in the bank and I hated my job and I just wanted to die because I felt that that was the only way out. So this is the beginning point. I hated my job. It's the lowest point of the story, the beginning. I hated my job. I hated myself. I hated my life. I hated I was not earning. I felt I could be more and all of that. So this is the beginning. Then the effect. So what did this cause for me? It made me, I wanted to kill myself. The event that changed it. The second point is the event, right? So what happened? I wanted to kill myself, and that day I got up. It was my birthday, I think 3 years ago, was my birthday, and I dressed up. I left my phone at home and I walked out. This is that event. And I was going to the road to run into a roundabout so that a car would hit me and that would be that. So I dressed up ready to die. And I went out. And as I was at the roundabout, I saw young people who were ready, someone was talking, the other one was shouting, auntie, come on, bye. And I realized I had my life easy. I just came out from service and I got a job. I didn't have to stress, look for work. It was the day of my graduation, my passing out. I got an interview call and I got a job immediately. So my life has been nice, has been easy. And this thing, young people need help. I could actually use my life to live for these people. And that was the event that changed everything. Now the turning point, the third stage of every story. I'm using my story to give you the way it's going. So the turning point is that point where everything changed. So seeing that girl, seeing that boy that was pushing a wheelbarrow, it turned something in my mind that really, me, I'm better than some people, so I can live my life showing these people that there's possibility in the future. You might not be where you like today, but you can turn your life around and become better. You can do whatever it is that you can do and still in the right way live a possible future that is nowhere close to where you started from. And that was my turning point. Now, the effect of this is I finally quit that job. I learned coding. I learned selling. I learned everything I needed to sell to learn, to make myself better. And in the span of 6 months, I had gone from earning 100,000 to earning a million monthly. And this space was different. So I started teaching people how to do it. The same young people I promised to teach, I started doing that for them. So this is now the turning point of this story. Now the end point is right now, the fifth point of the story, the results. Right now, my life impacts people directly, indirectly. I've been able to reach over 30,000 young people directly and indirectly. In the span of less than 2 years, I took a decision to change. So I've given you 5 points of every story, the beginning, the event. That the turning point. Effect, and the results. So your story has these 5 points. All you need to sit down is to find what really happened and you'll be able to craft a wonderful story from it.
Wow, I love it. That was so on point. Thanks to you and thanks to Idiri. I believe that she taught you and then you implemented it and here you are. So guys, whatever it is that you're hearing Grace share today, I think the turning point for you will be to begin to think about these things and actually sit down to craft your story. And I love it. The starting, the event, the turning point, the effect, and then the results. And so do you think that you need to get to these 5 points before you start to, you know, share your knowledge or monetize it? Or at what stage of these 5 points in your stories can you start to, you know, share it?
I believe that once you've got to the turning point, you are ready to start sharing your story. Because the beginning point, you have to be able to deal with that thing and have that event that changes everything. So at that point where it's now turning for you, you've been able to deal with it, you've been able to deal with the cancer, and you're now getting better. You can now teach people how to, okay, you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to do this. You can now start showing people the way out. It's usually said in the knowledge space that you just need to be one step ahead of the people you're teaching. You don't need one knowledge ahead of them. So you don't need to wait till you've gotten all the results. No, you can start from that point where you've gotten, it has changed for you. You can start getting other people. And as you're moving in your journey, you're dragging them along. I think that for me, I would say at the turning point, you can start teaching people or sharing your story.
Okay, so how long did it take you personally from your turning point to when you start to get results? Because I know that in this, you know, field or era of sharing knowledge, one of the things that you want to do in telling the people or you even getting people to listen to you is like sharing social proof of what you've done already. Yeah. But at the point of, at that turning point, you probably don't have enough results to show that, oh, this is what I've done. So how do you navigate between the time of your turning point that you start to share and when you get the results to show that, see, I've been doing this for a while, what do you do? How do you navigate those seasons?
Usually, it's advisable that you, first of all, start with priming content. So for me, it took me 6 months to actually go from my turning point to when I started getting results, real results, like at least the money tree was, the money part was coming in. So I could tell you could make money. I could tell you that you can get a job, because even though I was coming from a job that was paying me 100,000, I was going into a job. I got a job of over 500,000. And this space time was less than 6 months. It would take me in my former job 15 years to go from where I was earning 100 to where I was earning 500 in 15 years. And I was able to do this in 6 months. So you, for someone else who wants, between your turning point, and it's always easy to gather knowledge first, and then content. You don't necessarily have to have gotten tangible social proof, because you're the social proof. You're your first client. So I've done this for myself. So you now start showing people how you are able to do it for yourself. Them seeing you being able to do it for yourself is enough proof that it works. Then you can try some other people for free. So you know someone who is going through the same problem that you're going through. You pick the person and say, I was listening to Trisha Beast the other day, and she said, sign a contract where you say, I'm going to do this for free, but you are going to give me a video testimonial, you're going to give me a written testimonial, you're going to share me on your timeline. Do you agree or you do not agree? Then you sign. So this, you're just like really joking, but I don't think you're joking. And this is it. So you decide that, and you're going to give me testimonial if this thing works for you. So that person right now is not like your guinea pig in quotes, where you test it out. Does it work? This thing I'm saying, does it work for another person? And once that person gets resolved, boom, you've gotten it, because that person now is your social proof.
Exactly. So I love it. It makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. So just as a way of rounding off, because I'm aware of your time and I don't want to also want us to stay here for too long. So what are some pointers, like generally speaking, how would you say somebody can begin to monetize, you know, their knowledge?
Create products and services. It's the simplest way, it's the fastest way. Like I said, Adrian will say you should write a book. Yes, I'm all for that because a book gives you authority status first. But I would still talk about the book, but then create products and services. It's easy for people to know you, love you, but if you don't have anything that they can buy from you, they won't know how to buy. So they will come picking your brain for free. So you need to put a price on it. Create products and services. The fastest one is an ebook or a book. Right, you create an ebook, and from there you use your ebook and turn it into your business. So you create coaching programs for your ebook. So you just focus on all the things you would like to show people, maybe for a time span. You put that knowledge first in a book. So this book is now your authority status. So I know this thing works in that book. So from the book, you diversify, you create consulting, you create master classes, you create coaching programs, you create online courses. From this one book, you can be able to divert into many other sources of income or products and services, like I said. But your book will show you as an authority in the fastest way possible, right? So I would say if you want to start monetizing, start with products and services. If you don't want to write a book, it's still okay. You can create a masterclass or a webinar on it, because some people are not keen on writing yet. So you can have a webinar where you share your story. You can have a masterclass where you share, or you use a webinar to start. So the webinar is free, and then you gather people, come more. I've been able to do this thing, come. And you upsell a masterclass. Maybe you're better with videos than writing. So that also works for anybody. So, but you need to create products and services, and you need to create them fast. And then I also like to talk about pricing, because many people struggle with pricing a lot. I also struggle with it. First of all, you need to understand your audience. Who do you really want to help and how much can they afford, right? Before you can place a price on anything, you need to know who you are helping and how much they can afford. Because if I'm working with teenagers, I shouldn't expect them to be able to pay me 50,000. Where would they steal the money from? Right? Well, I usually don't advise people to start from coaching teenagers yet, because they don't have the money to pay you. You do that as a passion project. Find people that can pay you for your services. But you need to know who is your audience and define them, define your client avatar well, so you can know your audience well. And once you can now know them, you can now know how much they can afford. Because usually I teach also on money and financial intelligence. So I'll tell my clients that if you go and you think that your ideal client can afford 50,000 naira afterwards, I will still teach them how to save. So they will not use all the 50,000 and pay you. So you need to put a price, at least it's usually advisable, 10% for personal development when you're talking in finances, 10%. So your price should be around 10% of their monthly budget for personal development. Yeah, so that's the sort of thing to add. Price right for the audience you're targeting.
Wow, fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. So if people wanted to say, you know what, I love the way Grace sounds, and I think I resonate with her story, how are they able to connect with you?
Okay, so I have a community here on Facebook, and it's called The Business Gym. The Business Gym, where the gym stands for a generation of young magnates. So I believe I'm building a generation of young, influential, wealthy people. So that's what, so we do it through business and finance and all of the things that I'm about. So we call it The Business Gym on Facebook. But then my Instagram profile is @TheGraceKalu on Instagram. On YouTube as well, I go as Grace Kalu, and I have a channel here on YouTube as well. So that's the easiest way to reach me. My Facebook profile is Grace Kalu. You could see me with one yellow dress. I'm really beautiful in that
picture. No problem at all. All right, so guys, I'm going to leave all the links to Grace's profile under the description box of this video. And if you're listening on the podcast, then it's also going to be in the description of the podcast, right? So please do follow Gracie and go become one of the genes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
During the generation of young managers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Grace, for your time. Thank you for sharing today with us. It's been an amazing session with you. Hopefully someday, because I hear you say that you teach also about money and, you know, finances and all of that, maybe someday we can have you back on the podcast to come share a little bit about that as well. Thank you so much for being here today, guys. Until I come away again next week with yet another beautiful guest, and, you know, talking on another topic that will be adding value to you. Remain amazing. My name is Ejiro Sakade, and see you next week. Bye-bye.